Good evening, members, and welcome to Community Planning Committee of Antrim and Newton Abbey Borough Council on Monday, the 9th of March, 2020. Members are reminded that this meeting has been audio recorded and it is therefore important to ensure that your microphone light has switched on correctly before any comments are made and switched off when you have finished speaking. In order to avoid disruption to proceedings, may I request that everyone present ensures all mobile and electric devices are switched on to silent mode. Thank you very much. Apologies. Any apologies? I have an apology from Alderman McGrath. Any other? No? Any declarations of interest? Sorry? Oh, yeah.
Councillor Kinnear's just running a few minutes late. She'd
oh, that's all right. That's okay. All right then, any declarations of interest? Okay, we'll move on then to items for decision. Street naming, Ballycor Road, Ballyclare, and you have three there. Alderman Girvan.
Number one, Chair.
Yes. Danny.
I just wondered, I mean, I'm happy to go with number one, but is there no name of the quarry that might be better than just, we've got a choice of Quarry Heights, Quarry Manor, Quarry Hill. Was there not something that gave it a little bit more history than just quarry?
Members are at the discretion of the developers as to what they propose. If members are minded to reject it, we could go back to them.
Alderman Girvan, what are your thoughts? Quarry Heights, Elizabeth.
I'm happy enough with number one, but if you want to go back, I'm happy enough to.
Yes, Alderman Kinnahan.
I'd like to go back to them just to see if there is more. I mean, happy with it being quarry, but put the name of a quarry in front of it or something that gives us a bit more history, if you're happy to do that.
Okay. Councillor Ross? No? Yes?
Thank you, Chair. It was just going up, the name of the quarry. It's in the enclosement, the enclosed part of it. So I think really your Councillor Kinnigan is quite correct. Actually expand the name a bit rather than Quarry Hill or Quarry.
Okay. Right, so we'll go back again then? All agreed? Okay, thank you.
Just for the record, I think that was a proposal from Kinnahan and the second from Ross. Is that correct?
No, from Mandy. Mandy was quite happy to take
seconded.
The...
Okay.
Yes.
The second by Mandy Gargan.
Yeah. Sorry? Proposed. Yeah. 3.2 then, we have Brighter Nights Programme 2020, and you have a recommendation there. Councillor Wilson?
Propose a recommendation, Chair.
Seconder? Councillor McGrath?
Seconder, Chair.
Thank you. Don't know how you spell that, but I don't know. 3.3 Ballyduff Community Centre, Pride of Hill Flute Band. So you have committee's instructions are requested. Councillor Ross?
Thank you, Chair. Chair, can I propose we accept the request for the 16th of May, as this has been an ongoing event for a long number of years.
Councillor McCullough.
Thank you, Chair. I am seconded.
All agreed? Thank you. 3.4, Ulster Automobile Club Easter Stages Rally. You have a recommendation there. Councillor Dunlop.
Thank you, Chair. Yep. Good to see this event. A I think, if my memory serves me right, it started in the Castle Gardens the last time, so it's nice that they brought the finishing stage to the town, so happy to approve, Chair.
Councillor Michael.
Thank you, Chair. Happy to second, and again, just to echo those comments of Councillor Dunlop, yes, this has been another one of those successful events that we see in the Castle Gardens, and delighted to second it.
Thank you. All agreed? 3.5, Access and Inclusion Programme. Alderman Girvan.
Happy to move the recommendation that we accept the funding. We never want to turn that down. Thank you.
Seconded by Councillor Ross.
Second, Chair.
Thank you. Six, Arts and Culture Civic Square Events and Artesian Markets. Councillor Wilson.
Proposed recommendation, Chair.
Councillor Rose.
Second, Chair.
All agreed? Thank you. 3.7, John Hewitt International Summer School. And you have a recommendation there. Councillor Wilson.
Proposed recommendation, Chair.
Alderman Girvan.
Happy to second, Chair.
Thank you. I think there's a competition between these pair. 3.8, Garden Show Ireland, logistical arrangements. So there again, you have a recommendation. Councillor Dunlop.
Thank you, Chair. Yeah, happy to move the recommendations. Although, can I ask that I see number 2 on the free park and ride bus service operating from the junction to Market Square. Is it possible for this to move? As you know, we are incorporating Antrim Live this year, so Antrim Live intends to come up through the town. So could we possibly move the drop-off bus up to the corner of Market, the Market Bar corner? So that then anybody that's going to Garden Show Ireland then will walk down to the town and also be helping local businesses.
Something we're happy to look at, but I would have concerns about bus turning and turning circles and where that would... So if it's feasible, we'll have a look at it.
Councillor Dunlop.
My understanding would be, Nick, the bus would come in from the bus lane from Castle Way into Market Square. So instead of dropping people off there, it just proceeds on up the town, drops off at the bus stop on the left-hand side, which is designed for as a bus stop, and then once finished can go up and turn left at Alexander Irvine and make its way back down the junction. The bus would only come up through the town empty anyway.
Happy to have a look at that and see if it's feasible.
Mm-hmm. Alderman Kinahan.
I'm just happy to second it. We're really good to see it back in Antrim.
Thank you. 3.9, Summer Sunday Music Programmes. Alderman Girvan.
Happy to move the recommendation, Chair, but in doing so, can I ask why we haven't included V36 in the programme?
Right, who's for answering, Ursula?
Thank you, Chair. Members might recall that a number of years ago we did a programme across multiple sites in both the Antrim area and the Newton Abbey area, including V36. However, there was limited take-up on the V36 concerts, and also the bands that were asked to play there found it very difficult without a purpose-built kind of bandstand area and no cover for them. So we brought a review back. I think it might have been back to the Operations Committee in 2018 or 2017 and recommended that we go just with a venue in each side of the borough. But again, I'm happy to look at.
Mm-hmm. And could I also ask... Is there any chance of extending the times? 3 to 4 isn't really very long when you think of it.
Chair, the programme's based around the available budget, which is stated in the report, £9,000 for the programme. So to extend times would reduce the overall number of events, but again, I would be happy to look at it.
Okay. Alderman Girvan?
Yes. Thanks, Chair, for letting me come back on that. So we can't have bands then without a bandstand, so do we need a bandstand then in V36?
Any events we've had in V36 have had a performance area brought into, such as a stage, for instance, like Spooked Out or Schools Out for Summer. The bands indicated a preference to have a covered area, so it doesn't necessarily have to be a permanent structure.
Okay. Could we have a seconder, please? Councillor McCullough?
Thank you, Chair. Happy to second. Could I request a copy of that report that was talked about, just to have a look at it for myself? And again, I would echo the comments from a colleague, Councillor Girvan, Alderman Girvan, sorry. Yeah, I mean, there appears to be a lack of, and we do, this isn't a reflection on the officers in this particular event, but there is a perception that there's a lack of events taking place in V36 and in Newton Abbey. Now, I know officers are working hard around that, so it's not a reflection on you, but it's just something that we're conscious of, and we need to continue to work at. So, thank you.
Could I just comment on that and say, yes, I remember that coming forward to council, and they cut, excuse me, they cut a whole lot of sites out and just made it to 2. So there's a whole lot of areas that misses out on it because it's just confined to the 2 areas. But the officer's going to look at it and bring us back a report. Okay. 3.10 then, Century Hill, 15th anniversary. Councillor Wilson? Councillor Kinnan, or Alderman Kinnan, first of all.
I'm happy to propose. I think it's excellent to see it's a good idea. And it's a lovely bit of history there.
And now Councillor Wilson, thank you.
Second the recommendation, Chair.
Apologies, excuse me. Uh, 3.11, Arts and Culture Grant. And you have a recommendation there. Councillor Michael.
Thank you, Chair. Chair, happy to propose the recommendation, and could I also welcome the application from Mr. McCracken in reference to the Battle of Antrim. And I think, and it's no fault of council or previous legacy council either, and I know this council in particular has been supportive of all projects reference to the Battle of Antrim and that being conducted and supported by the Great Fairs of Ireland and Mr. Titterington in the reenactment of the 1798 rebellion and Battle of Antrim. But I think we have a history here that clearly needs to be written, and I think it is very much a positive step forward to the history of Henry Joy McCracken and those that went with him to the hills of Donegal and then onward to the Battle of Antrim. And I think, as I say, it is welcome news that we see someone here with clearly a family connection, mm-hmm. and one that clearly will put a history into words and into book form. And so I think it benefits the whole borough for us to highlight what has been, I believe, over the years, maybe something that has not been highlighted so well. So I welcome that, Chair. Thank you.
Thank you. Colin, where's seat 29? You? Councillor Finlay? That's what you're known as here, seat 29.
happy to second, and it's great to see money spent in this way. It's three very worthwhile causes. You know, it's great that we can see young people with potential being supported by the council. Mental health goes without speaking, and local history. It's very important to understand our present by understanding our history. So, happy to second.
Councillor McGrath.
Yeah, just I was going to second the proposal and just reflecting Councillor Michael's comments from Mr. McCracken's application on the historical walk for the Battle of Antrim. So I forgot my iPad, so can't actually read all the notes, but I think it's great to see. And I think that battle was the 6th of June, 1798, and Henry Joy was hung in Belfast on the 17th of July, 1798, and that now the area where he was hung is now Dunstores. So it's great to keep the history going, and you know.
Thank you very much.
The areas where the battles took place. Thank you, Chair.
3.12 then, Arts and Culture, Schedule of Charges 2020-21. Come on, proposer and seconder, please. Alderman Girvan.
Move the recommendation, Chair.
Seconded. Seat 29.
Seconded.
Councillor Finlay. Alderman Kinahan.
Thank you, Chair. It was just to ask, of all the places that are involved, is there anywhere that doesn't get used that maybe when we're looking at charges that is sitting there just doesn't get used either because we're charging too much or doesn't get... I just wonder, there's nothing there to show us usage.
We could come back to you with a report on usage, if that would be helpful.
Councillor Webb.
Chair, could I just clarify that the group charge for Santry Hill, the amount shown is per individual and not per group?
Ursula?
Thank you, Chair. Happy to confirm that is per individual within a group.
Councillor Wilson?
Thank you, Chair. I suppose for the purpose of minutes, I would like it recorded that I'm opposed to the increase in terms of the charges. The bulk of the charges, the increase, are seen more on the community side of the house, or community applications to hire the venues. And I don't think we should be increasing charges for community uses.
Thank you. 3.13, audiovisual upgrades, much overdue. Recommendation 1 and 2. Councillor Bennington.
Thank you, Chair. Just like to ask a question, can the officers inform us of when the payback period is, please?
Nick.
I think, to be fair, we haven't worked out in payment because we're not anticipating an increase in cost for the higher charges at the moment. But what we're anticipating is the potential for a drop-off in business. We're not providing a quality service. I know the Lord Mayor was very concerned recently, the Mayor, in relation to the quality of the sound system, for example, at one of his functions, and we had to bring in mobile sound system. Some of this relates to each of the facilities will now have a mobile sound loop, which means people who are hard of hearing can take advantage of whatever presentations. It's basically what customers expect. So I'm not sure it would be possible to be accurate as to what our what's the word I'm looking for? The business is likely to drop off. You know, we're having attrition rate. That's what I'm thinking of. If we don't keep our systems up, but it's probably difficult to anticipate what that attrition rate would be. I don't know if Ursula has anything more to add to that.
Okay. Councillor Finlay.
I see there that you're only expected to be fit for purpose for 10 years. I don't think it's something to do with the equipment deteriorating. It's more that it just won't keep up to speed with latest technology. Is there anywhere that we can put the old technology? Is it usable anywhere else?
Your point's well made. It's really about, it's impossible to know. Like 10 years ago, we could have been sitting in this room and nobody had heard of Bluetooth connectivity. You know, nobody knows how fast the technology is going to change. This is to bring it up to speed to today's technology. Some of the equipment that's going out may well have some residual useful life. The projectors, for example, are low-grade projectors. They don't give a very clear image, but if they were being used in a small room, in a close projector screen, they might work well. But over the distance they have to work currently, they don't give a very clear image. So we could maybe look at, if members were minded, to look at ways of inviting expressions of interest from community groups if the residual equipment had any value to them.
Councillor Dunlop.
Thank you, Chair. Just to add, I had the pleasure of taking part, along with other members, on the deaf awareness training last week. So anything that enhances the participation of all the community has to be welcome. And I don't know, have we proposed or seconded this motion yet?
No.
No, well, no. I'm happy to move it.
Councillor Webb?
Chair, could I see clarification on a few things. Is it proposed that the sound system in the chamber in Antrim be replaced? That's something that I raised, and I know Councillor Bennington has raised this as well. The system there is not fit for purpose. Will the television, which is used as for presentations, I think it's in the Winston room in Antrim, that's the room going to the restaurant to the right. I've been at events there where there have been presentations made, and it's quite difficult with the small screen that's there, so it would need to be a much bigger one. And I think in the other room on that level,
it's the same
as
spinning,
well.
Yeah.
So it would really need to be much bigger. And the other thing, my colleague, Councillor Finney, when he raised the issue over reuse, the question was reuse within the council, not reuse outside. So.
Okay.
Just to come back on a number of those points, this business case hasn't looked. I was unaware of the need for the sound system to be reviewed in the chamber, but we're happy to do that. So this proposal doesn't include that, but happy to look at. In terms of the Winston room, the associated background material, the business case does show that there'd be an electronic screen, which would be a high-definition screen, which, even though it may not be hugely bigger, but will be much clearer in terms of it's given a clearer image. Okay, well, we can. It's moving to an 85-inch screen. I'm not sure what the size of the current one is, but we're happy to look at that. If we can make it bigger, we will.
Mm-hmm. Councillor McCullough.
Thank you, Chair. Just on Councillor Finlay's point, I'm not sure if that was an amendment, but I certainly know of community groups who are in need of things like projectors and other things. So, I mean, if that is an amendment or could be made an amendment.
It's not an amendment.
Sorry?
Councillor Webb can't make any amendments.
No, sorry, Councillor Finlay. I would second that if that is an amendment. And I think that would be a worthwhile thing to do. Bearing in mind the point that was made, technology evolves so fast, but if there's anything can be distributed in the community groups, then I think that's more worthwhile. Thank you.
Councillor Finlay.
Well, it wasn't a proposed amendment, but I'm happy to propose an amendment where anything that's salvageable is either suitable community groups can avail of it, or if we can save money in the long term by equipping some of our smaller rooms with that equipment, I would like to see it being used
can you
wisely.
Include that in the proposal.
So, So, members, if I think I'm understanding the proposal correctly, I think the proposal is that we would check the useful purpose. If there's a useful purpose for it within council, we would apply it to that purpose first. But if there's no useful purpose for the equipment outside of council, that we might make an expression of interest and maybe do a random selection for community groups who might be interested in it. If that's members...
Happy enough with that? Councillor Dunlop.
Thank you, Chair, for letting me back in. Can I just ask, whenever we go to look at the new equipment that we're installing, I take it that we will liaise with the groups out there, you know, from the deaf community and others, before we install stuff that might not be fit and proper for what they're actually looking for?
Well, the business case was amended in a latter stage of its development to include those two portable sound loops, which means we can move those from... to put a permanent sound loop in, like the likes of which we have in here, is a very expensive process, involves tracking floors. But I understand there's technology for mobile sound loops, so if we have one available at Antrim Castle Gardens and one here, then it's moved to wherever there's a need, is the proposal.
You happy enough then? Okay. 3.14, facility closures for arts and culture activities. Councillor Wilson.
Proposed recommendation.
Seconded. Alderman Kinnahan.
Seconded.
Okay. And now we have a supplementary, which is property assets disposal of the Stiles Way. And you have a map there, and you have a recommendation. I take it Councillor Dunlop will be... Oh, yes, he'll be in. Right, Councillor Dunlop.
Thank you, Chair, for your kind welcome back in there. But just as I was going to say there, I hope you had a speedy recovery from your sick bed, which I still will.
Not just yet.
Yes, Chair, I have been in favour of this and I am quite happy to recommend that this group comes before and explains to the other members who might not be fully aware of what is currently ongoing. If you look at the plan itself, if you look at number two, you can actually see the pathways through the meadow. So this is what we're hoping to do on the other side. So let's, you know, work together and use this asset. Thank you, Chair.
The director wants to clarify something, Councillor Dunlop.
Just for clarification, the original disposal proposal that was approved by members included both Site 1 and Site 2. On that decision, we received a letter from the association saying, requesting that Site Number 2 wasn't disposed of, but they have no objections to the disposal of Site Number 1.
Councillor Dunlop.
Thank you, Chair. Unfortunately, that wasn't and these notes here, so I'm happy to take that clarity on that, and happy to still recommend that we accept, have them move the recommendation.
Alderman Kinnahan.
Thank you. I'd like to agree with that. I think we should go ahead with the presentation on that area, because it's a very important demonstration of what we're doing for pollinators. So thank you.
All agreed? Okay. Dennis, this is it?
No, I think we're building control
now. There, we're building control now to do. Items for information then, 4.1. And you have a recommendation there? No, that's afterwards. Going on to number 4 first of all. So I'm instructed, I'm only doing what I'm told. Councillor Dunlop.
Chair, can I propose that item 4.1 and 4.2 are both noted?
Yes. You a seconder for that?
Happy to second.
Thank you, Councillor Finlay. And now we have number 4, or the second number two, supplementary report to the Community Planning Committee of the Chinese Culture Celebration Event, 26th of February 2020, and you have some lovely photographs there. Unfortunately, I couldn't attend, so there's a recommendation there that the report promoted. Alderman Kinahan.
That we noted, I thought it was an excellent event, very entertaining. One query that it was done during the day, and I thought we'd have had many more people had it been an evening event, and whether that had been, it was still excellent, and I'd like to propose it's noted, but I think an evening event might have done more for the Chinese community.
Okay. Councillor Webb.
Sorry, just for clarification. Through the chair, we consulted with the Chinese community about the timing, and many of them have employment, which would be evening employment. They wouldn't have been able to attend, and the timing was set in consultation with the community.
Okay. Councillor Webb.
Thank you, Chair. Chair, I attended this. I must say it was a fantastic event, very well organised, and congratulations to the caterers here in the mill. I mean, it really was a fantastic event that was put on. I just wish I had known in advance that there was going to be food. It wasn't clear from the invitation, and I'd already eaten. But what I wanted to ask, Chair, was in terms of the audience of 70, how were they selected? How were they invited? I could see people there that seemed to turn up for most things that we have, but there would be groups in my area that I would have liked to have seen, at least asked to go. So what was the selection process for attendance?
I believe there were open invitations, and it was widely advertised. And we can check on that. And we did struggle, I have to say, to get members of the Chinese community, and we had to go back out a number of times, go through the Chinese Welfare Association. So it wasn't necessarily that easy to fill it, but I believe we went to public ad for attendees. But I'll check that and come back to you.
Councillor Webb.
Chair, if I may come back, I'm more concerned about the residents within the Antrim Newton Abbey Borough. I can understand difficulty getting the Chinese community to contact them and get them there. But in terms of the residents from the borough that were there, there are community organisations in my DEA, and I couldn't see anyone there from any of those organisations. So I was just wondering how the 70, excluding the Chinese community, how they were invited along to the event.
We'll check the details, but I understand it was an open advert. Not sure how that through all the registered community organisations that we have, but we'll check and come back to you.
Councillor Dunlop.
Thank you, Chair. Just to add that I attended the event and it was hugely successful. That was great to experience cuisine from another country and also to watch and listen to their music and dance. Just to go back to Alderman Kinahan, is time in there? Correct me if I'm wrong, I could have forgotten. Now, I haven't spoke with a member of the Chinese community, actual business community on the day. His reflection on it was Mondays is a better day to get the Chinese community on board. So perhaps next year we could consider the fact that most businesses, Chinese businesses, are closed on a Monday. So I think that would probably be a way of enticing more to the event. But I'm happy to recommend that the report be noted.
Thank you. Councillor Cooper.
Thank you, Chair. Unfortunately, I couldn't attend because I was working, but I've had the privilege actually to meet Madam Tsang and the Council General many a times now, and some of Chinese events that's happened in Belfast City that have been at the Ulster Hall with her. But just to actually echo the words of what Councillor Webb had said, there's some of the events that are going on within Council, and it seems to be the same community organisations that I see at these events, and they're not open to other community organisations. I think that's where Councillor Webb was coming from, And I would echo them words. It seems to be the same people in the same room all the time. And I know from community voluntary sector myself that I didn't see any invitations coming to my organisation that I represent. And I can probably concur with that with a lot of the other organisations. And I do echo them words of what Councillor Webb is saying. It does need to be looked at.
Thank you.
At this stage, can I ask for proposal and seconder to take the remainder of the council business in committee, please? Councillor McCullough?
Proposed, Chair.
Seconded? Alderman Kinnan?
Seconded.
Thank you. Thank you, members. We will now move into committee and the audio recording will cease at this point. Now to move out of committee, please. Councillor Dunlop?
So proposed, Chair.
Seconded.
Seconded.
Councillor Wilson. Seconded. Thank you, members. The audio recording will now restart. Thank you, members. And this draws to a close the community planning meeting of Antrim Ute and Abbey Borough Council, Monday, the 9th of March, 2020. And please make sure that your microphones are switched off. And thank you very much for your attendance.